The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
My name is Murr. This is I should be writing number 518, I believe. I have I just realized that more time has passed than I thought it did. It is September the 8th, and yesterday was Labor Day. I spent a lot of it weeding. Lots of weeds. I haven't been writing lately, but I have been kind of pondering things. It's so easy to go into the procrastination area, but it's like I've done this before. Thank you, Dave. There has to be, like, downtime for the writer brain, and there has to be some ramping up for the writer brain, because you gotta throw some, I believe the metaphors are, you gotta throw some pots on the back burner, or, as Stephen King says, let the people in the basement come up with their ideas and don't push them too hard, and stuff like that. So yeah, not a lot of creative stuff, but I have been kind of still thinking about what I was talking about last week, which is, what can I do now? And that actually leads into what I wanted to talk about this week, because it was brought up in the Discord. I will read it directly. Once I can find it. There we go. We got, why do we keep writing when the world is on fire? Not really, just depressed this morning. No, I think that's a good question. It's not a joke question. That's a legit problem. It's like panic about everything that's going on. And then what I've been dealing with is fatigue from the panic. Everything is still bad, and yet I'm so tired of being afraid. Literally tired. Like, I don't have the energy to get scared right now. Just tired. Damn. And that's a legit question. How can we do this? How can we make jokes or write something utterly escapist while this is happening? Why do we do it? I like to think that I'm doing it because people need escape. And I write escape. I write absolutely ridiculous things that could never actually happen, so we don't have to worry about, well, you can't really just punch the leader of another country who's doing terrible things, or the leader of your own country who's doing terrible things. So the whole superhero thing, that's why they never got into politics. I remember reading a Superman comic about why doesn't Superman, like, get involved in wars? And it showed Superman, like, destroying the enemy army, but then, like, there was a power vacuum, and then a worse leader took over, and it's, I like simple problems, and I like people being able to escape and go through and deal with their simple problems. Hello, Whirling Nerdish. Should say hello to people in the chat. I'm sorry. Todd's here, Underpope's here, Cheryl, Dave, Whirling Nerdish, and Bruce! Lovely, lovely to hear you. Yes, they were writing things that couldn't happen. I was discussing with somebody that the song the Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun, it used to be funny. It used to be. Not anymore, really. If you haven't heard it, it's from sort of a 1980s comic. She was a comedian, and she did a sort of Valley Girlish, Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun, blowing up everybody, and before you thought it was possible, it's funny. Okay, the punchline to the song is actually funny, where the Homecoming Queen says, I did it for Johnny. And she's like, Johnny? Who's Johnny? Does anyone know who Johnny is? That part's still funny. But when first you do the self-care. You got to make sure that you are doing okay. And if you're not doing okay, then focus on the self-care. Don't worry about your writing. Don't worry about chasing a career unless you've got, like, somebody beating down your door for a deadline. If you can get into the self-care and move on into actually creating, don't ask yourself why. Do it, because it will be an escape for you, and it will be an escape for anybody you want to read it. I've always thought that my work is funny. I know that. But most funny things are sort of looked down upon unless it's Pratchett, Adams, most of those, Terry Pratchett and Douglas Adams, both of whom are dead and not writing books anymore. John Scalzi gets away with the humor. But other people just think if it's funny, it's not really worth anything. And then, you know, somebody wrote me and said, I was at my mother's bedside at the hospital while she was dying, and I read your book and it made me laugh. And I thought, wow, that means something. That even if you're writing something you think is stupid or pointless or not worth anything, it's likely somebody out there will disagree with you. Some people need, you might be building the door through which someone needs to go. I am not a fan of books with a lot of, or hardly any, sexual violence in them. But I know that there are books that some people need in order to process experiences they've had. So I can't look at, what was the Robin McKinley one? Oh, hey, Taylor, M56. Thank you for following. But I can't remember the Robin McKinley book, Dear Something. Anyway, there's a book by Robin McKinley that a lot of people have said have helped them process some things that happened to them, but I'm not interested in reading. My point is that she built a door and opened it. And I look at that door and I think, why would anyone want to go through that? But people do, and people get a lot out of it. So you never know who is going to get something meaningful from your work. I wrote about a woman writing a travel guide for monsters. People found meaning in it. It meant a lot to a couple of people. So that's why. That's why you do it. You do the self-care. I'm not saying take the problems of the world on your shoulders and go fix it by writing. I'm saying take care of yourself. And when you feel like that story you want to write, you feel good about dipping into it, seeing what you can make out of it. Just remember that odds are there's somebody out there who will get something from it. Write a story about the kid learning to fly. That's escapism. That's a hell of an escapism. There was a movie called The Boy Who Could Fly that always struck me as weird. It's a very weird movie. It was in the 80s. Anyway, Deer Skin by Robin McKinley. Thank you, Taylor. Deer Skin. I like a lot of Robin McKinley stuff, but I haven't read that one because I've read about it and know it's not for me. But really, I don't know. It's hard to say. But don't wonder why. Don't wonder why we do it, because as I said earlier, fatigue is a real thing, and you can have a problem of having... Oh, damn it, I lost my train of thought. I hate this. Sorry, guys. I was thinking about how the time is going away from me rather rapidly. Anyway, Robin McKinley is an excellent writer. She's done amazing stuff with dragons and vampires and fairy tales. But... thank you for following Brokenomicon. Brokenomicon? Brokenomicon. I might need some pronunciation help with that. And thank you for subscribing. That's exciting. I'm still excited about subscribers because I didn't have any before. Many before. I'm new with this affiliate thing. Anyway, fatigue. That's right. Don't ask why we do it, because you were also sort of implying that if the world's on fire, you need to put it out. You need to do something. You need to literally go help the California wildfires. Hey, Geek Life, thank you for following. And you've got the fires, so you want to go literally put them out. You've got dissatisfaction or outright horror with politics these days, so you want to go get out the vote. And there's coronavirus, and you want to stay inside with your, or go outside with your mask on only, because this is one of the few things where inaction is actually helping more than anything else. But you can't fix it all. No one is expecting you to. And even if you want to step back from all of that and write a story, then do it. Really, it's not. It's likely that a firefighter will read your story. Well, not likely. I can't promise who's going to read your story, but I'm saying that somebody out there who's fighting could go home at night and pick up what you just wrote and give them some escapism, some humor, some happiness, so that next time they go out, you gave them a mental escape and they were able to relax a little bit, and then tomorrow they can go back out and fight again. I am not a fighter. I'm not an arguer. I'm awful, awful at confrontation. I'm terrible at it. It's just wretched. And I feel bad because I'm not good at arguing politics with somebody. I know what I believe very strongly, but when it comes to arguing with people, my mind goes blank and I'm just like a deer caught in headlights. It's really terrible. But I know that I can sit at my computer and I can write something, and somebody who does fight may pick it up and enjoy it and get something out of it. So there are ways to deal with the world being on fire in so many different ways, we don't even think about them. You know, like an army can't fight without somebody doing the supplies and the food and the petroleum and the ammunition and all that. It doesn't work. But you know, nobody thinks about those people as heroes, but they are. So we have Brokenomicon! Yay! Okay, good. Is that the Broke of the Dead? I guess it would be. Unfortunately, as I said earlier, guys, I have a 1 o'clock appointment and really wanted to get this stream in because I felt this was important to talk about. I will work so hard on Thursday to try to get moving at 12:30 so that I can do a full episode. And maybe I'll go longer than 1 o'clock because I don't have anything scheduled for then, but I had to schedule a telehealth thing with a doctor, so 1 o'clock was the time that popped up. So I apologize, but thank you for showing up. Thank you for those who followed and those who subscribed. It is delightful. Oh, and hey, Annie. I didn't say hey to Annie. I'm trying to say hey to people because that's the nice thing to do if you're sitting there giving me your time. Book of Brooke because College Me was clever. I like it. But anyway, thank you guys for showing up and chatting and giving me stuff to talk about. I couldn't do it without you. I'm still enjoying the live stuff, so I'm getting a lot out of it. It's a give and take thing that I really enjoy. If you're listening to this on the RSS feed, I do live shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find me at merverse.com and email me questions at mightymer@gmail.com. And Emin Sleek, great, I'm just going to butcher that. I apologize. To the new person who just said hello, hello. Unfortunately, you came in at the very end, so I'm going to have to talk to you guys in, let's see, in 2 days. I am working on keeping up with chat and keeping up with talking, but thank you for your patience and everything. And don't forget, guys, as bad as it is, take care of yourself, wear your mask, and you should be writing.
Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I should be writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. I should be working on my craft.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once, with like basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.